Welcome to Lugano Apicus Uniting Church Online Service on Sunday, 18th of July, 2021. I'm Irun Kim, the Minister of LPUC. Hope all of you who watch and all participate in this online service are safe and well in this ongoing COVID situation, whether you are currently in lockdown or not, you are a LPUC member or not. We live in a challenging time as we continue to wrestle on the impacts of the coronavirus, whether it is with loneliness or uncertainty, difficulty to access resources or any other reasons. May the strength, peace and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. May your need be supported and provided by a right source and right people. And I would just like to say, if you are able to, that the generosity of your care for your community and your neighbor will bear witness to our God who is present in every moment of our lives. Let us continue to pray for the government or frontier workers, church leadership at this time, and for all those people who guide your communities of faith. We may seek Christ's blessing for us, grace, mercy, and peace. This is today's call to worship. God loves us with a steadfast love. God loves us so much He gave us His Son. Let us believe and have eternal life. God loves us with a great love, rich in mercy. Let us have faith to receive this grace. Give thanks to the Lord, for God is good. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we praise you for all that you have done for us and all that you have given to us. We thank you for the courage, strength and love with which you long to fill our lives. We are not very strong, but we know that you are. We are not very good, but you always do the right things. We are not very caring, but you are full of great concern for all your creatures. We are not very loving, but you are love, and you showed your love to us in Jesus Christ. We praise you for his life, which brought happiness and hope to many people. We praise you that through his death, our past mistakes have been dealt with. We praise you that because of his resurrection, we know we can begin again. We thank you for Jesus Christ, for the hope he has given to us. We thank you for the love with which he flooded our hearts and lives. Forgive us, Lord, when we trust in our own strength instead of trusting you. Forgive us for the foolishness and weakness that spoils our lives and the lives of those around us. Forgive us our immoralities, iniquities, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, we ask you to open our hearts to your love and to our lives to your grace. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us worship God by listening or singing the first song, Amazing Love, You Are My King.
Hello, I'm Laurie. Our Bible reading today comes from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 2 and the first 10 verses. In the past, you were spiritually dead because of your disobedience and sins. At that time, you followed the world's evil way. You obeyed the ruler of the spiritual powers in space, the spirit who now controls the people who disobey God. Actually, all of us were like them and lived according to our natural desires, doing whatever suited the wishes of our bodies and minds. In our natural condition, we, like everyone else, were designed to suffer God's anger. But God's mercy is so abundant, and his love for us is so great, that while we were spiritually dead in our disobedience, he brought us to life with Christ. It is by God's grace that you have been saved. In our union with Christ Jesus, he raised us up with him to rule with him in the heavenly world. He did this to demonstrate for all time to come the extraordinary greatness of his grace in the love he showed us in Christ Jesus. For it is by God's grace that you have been saved, through faith. It is not the result of your own efforts, but God's gift, so that no one can boast about it. God has made us what we are, and in our union with Christ Jesus, he has created for us a life of good deeds, which he has already prepared for us to do. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Grace is one of very popular girls' names. According to the dictionary, one of the definitions of grace is a quality of moving in a smooth, relaxed, and attractive way. For Christian, grace is a prayer before meals. Grace is also receiving good things you don't deserve. Specifically, it is receiving God's forgiveness and love, even though we don't deserve that. In today's reading, Paul says, "For it is by God's grace that you have been saved through faith. It is not the result of your own efforts, but God's gift." Grace is like a surprise gift. You have no idea it is coming or when you will receive it. But when it comes, your life is changed as a consequence of having received it. Gifts of grace can lift our spirit and help us in times of need. Grace given by God is absolutely free, with no strings attached or hidden agendas. God gives us grace because God wants to do something good for us that we cannot do for ourselves. When someone gives you a gift, it is their choice. You are given a gift because they want to give it to you. Have you ever experienced grace? I mean, receiving good things you do not deserve in your life? It may take some time to share, you know, our experience of grace in our life with a family or friend, you know, we worship with today. Or just pause for a moment, thinking of a grace you've experienced. How did it change your life? Today's passage, Ephesians 2:1-10, reminds us that we can choose to respond to God's grace by doing good in the world. What do you think is meant by good works? how do my faith save yours? How do you understand how God's grace works? If it is grace that saves us, do you think that doing good works matters? How do justice and love figure into all of this? Every day we have to make choices about our spiritual lives. What are you individually and as a church choosing to do in your daily life? In what ways are you choosing to give thanks? I think the key word today is grace. In the New Testament, the word grace is used 155 times. And out of those 155 references to the word grace, 130 times Paul used it directly or indirectly. For Paul, grace opens and closes books. Grace is the keynote of his teaching. Grace was the secret of his life. And what he emphasized in his letters is that grace is the characteristic of Christianity. In today's reading, Paul says, "For it is by God's grace that you have been saved through faith. It is not the result of your own efforts, but God's gift." God gives us grace because God wants to do something good for us that we cannot do for ourselves. For God's gift of grace is freely given. There is nothing that you can do, no set of instructions or no step-by-step process, no certain words to say that will bring grace upon you. The grace of God is an absolute free gift. It is initiated by God, not us. Grace is something that happens beyond our control. We don't plan for it. We cannot purchase it. It is God's will of intervening and loving us unconditionally. According to Paul, grace is both an outpouring of God's unconditional love and free. Paul also said that grace is sufficient for all our needs. There is nothing else we need. It is enough. It meets all our needs. Grace is all God's doing. Faith enters in when grace is received. In other words, God wants us to be open to grace even though we have no idea how things will turn out. We cannot initiate grace, but we can open the door for grace to come in. See verses 3 to 5. Paul says, that we are Christians exclusively and only as the result of God's grace. The main point of the teaching today and also all through the New Testament is that we have no right whatsoever to boast of our salvation. We deserved nothing, but God, with His loving grace, has saved us. See verse 8. For it is by God's grace that you have been saved through faith. For Paul, salvation is all of grace. It is grace that proposes salvation, purchased it, proclaimed it, and it is grace that applies it to our souls. We didn't deserve it. We couldn't provide it. We didn't seek it. From first to last, salvation is all of grace. Grace excludes all human merit. It renounces all human claim. It centers in God alone. Grace runs like a golden thread throughout the scriptures. It is the theme to the New Testament. Paul never tired of praising God for His marvelous grace and proclaiming it everywhere he went. What else could he say? He was the blaspheming Saul of Tarsus who hated Christ. He hated the Christian church. He did his best to wipe Christianity from the face of the earth. So, as we looked back at what he had been and then at what he was, what else could he say but I am what I am by the grace of God? Grace is a big and great word. It is an inclusive word. It is perhaps the greatest word in the Bible because it is the word most truly expressive of God's character and attitude in relation to man. Grace means far more than we can put into words because it means nothing less than the unlimited character of God Himself. The basic meaning of grace is that of favor shown to the earthly, helpless, and undeserving. The word by grace declared that God was under no obligation to save man. It emphasizes that salvation is a gift from God. It is not a reward or merit. Grace is an action which arises entirely from the gracious character of God. Grace expresses how we are saved. It is not by repentance, not by our unwilling, not by our works or any of our efforts. We are saved by the grace of God. Grace is the unlimited love of God expressing itself in measureless grace. Grace is spontaneous, free, generous, and abiding. Grace means not merely favor but also help, not only generosity but also sponsorship, not simply feeling but also first. What greater fact could be expressed by one word, grace? Grace includes mercy for the undeserving and unmerciful. It includes help for the helpless and the hopeless. It includes redemption for the betrayer and the repulsive. It includes love for the lovely. All of this is in full measure and overflowing abundance because of nothing in us, but because of everything in the giver, God Himself. Verse 8, for it is by God's grace that you have been saved through faith. For Paul, salvation is by grace. All that God does in Christ is what we mean by saved. The fact is He forgives. He pardons. He receives us as His own. He regenerates us. He adopts us into His family as a child of God. All this God does. Salvation is the fullest sense, including the past, present, future work of God for the believer, is one continuous series of acts of grace. In Hebrews 2:9, It was by the grace of God that Christ tasted death for all men. 2 Corinthians chapter 12:9, God said to Paul that His grace was sufficient for him and it is for us. Romans 6:14, by grace there is deliverance from the power of sin in the life of the believer. 1 Peter 1:13, in addition to all of this is the promise of grace that is to be brought to the believers at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Surely, all this is grace upon grace by Him who was full of grace and truth. See verses 8 and 9. For it is by God's grace that you have been saved through faith. It is not the result of your own efforts, but God's gift. For Paul, salvation is the gift of God. If someone says, it is too cheap, let them look at Calvary and see the cost to God of the death of Jesus Christ. If someone says it is too easy, let them look at Calvary and realize what was needed to put our sin away. When we as Christians, the receiver of God's grace, look back on ourselves, we feel more and more that we have become what we are by no act or activity of our own. We know that grace comes to us without our own will or power. It took hold of us. It led us on. It leads us on. Before any act of our own, we see redeeming love seeing us and choosing us. In all these things, we recognize the marvelous grace of God. Paul's message of grace is addressed to the church, the community of faith. A life and ministry of grace is the mission of the church. It is not just meeting needs, spreading the word, and providing spiritual food. What is at the core of our faith is to be those who are able to give grace. Grace is the gift of God that helps us to see our way more clearly. Rather than be stuck, we are free to live. Sometimes, grace is much easier to see when things are going bad for us instead of when things are going good. It is during the good times that we have to look back, as did Paul, to those moments when things were dark and hopeless. It was grace and grace alone that carried him through those moments, just as grace has carried us through ours. Grace is a gift which God wants us to receive with gratitude and thanksgiving. Grace can surprise us and come in ways we do not understand. Grace can liberate us from guilt, shame, and despair. Grace enables us to see our way more clearly. Most importantly, as we receive grace, God also wants us to be givers of grace, as it states in verse 10. It says, God has made us what we are, and in our union with Jesus Christ, He has created us for a life of good deeds. He has created us to be God's handiwork, which He has already prepared for us to do. As I thought about grace, one particular scene in a movie was come up in my mind. And it was from the movie called Invictus. It is about Nelson Mandela, who was the first black South African president, holds the office and his government, tackling institutionalized racism, poverty and inequality, and fostering racial reconciliation. And it is particularly the scene that Mandela welcomes former enemies on staff. In the movie, Nelson Mandela has just been elected president of South Africa, coming directly on the heels of apartheid. The country is still very much segregated in attitude, if not by law. Mandela arrives at his office to see most of the former administration's white employees packing up their offices. The halls are filled with white men and women carrying boxes, plants and pictures. The only people visibly working are the and a few black people employed by the former administration. Before beginning his work for the day, Mandela asked his chief of the staff to call a meeting. "Please assemble all the staff for me, all those who haven't already left." A white man in the hall, muttering under his breath regarding the upcoming meeting, he says, "Mandela wants the satisfaction of firing us himself." Mandela walks toward the front of the packed room, greeting people individually and warmly along the way. Mandela addressing the hostile group, saying, "I couldn't help noticing the empty offices as I came to work this morning, and all of the packing boxes. Now, of course, if you want to leave, that is your right. And if you feel in your heart that you cannot work with your new government, then it is better that you do leave right away. But if you are packing up because you fear that your language or the color of your skin or who you worked for before disqualifies you from working here, I'm here to tell you, have no such fear. The past is the past. We look to the future now. We need your help. We want your help. If you'd like to stay, you'd be doing your country a great service. All I ask is that you do your work to the best of your abilities and with your, good heart. I promise to do the same. If we can manage that, our country will be a shining light in the world." Many of the people who were initially hostile are now openly smiling, holding an increasing respect for their new president. Paul says, "For it is by God's grace that you have been saved through faith. It is not the result of your own efforts, but God's gift." God gives us grace because God wants to do something good for us that we cannot do for ourselves. The grace of God is an absolute free gift. It is initiated by God, not by us. Amen. Let us listen or sing another song, "Jesus, Thank You."
The mystery of the cross I cannot comprehend. The agonies of Calvary. You, the perfect Holy One, crushed your Son, who drank the bitter cup reserved for me. Your blood has washed away my sin. Jesus, thank you. The Father's
Hello, my name is Kevin, and I'll be bringing you our prayers for others. Dear Lord, we know that you are a God who loves every one of us, and we thank you that we can freely bring our prayers to you individually and as a congregation. We acknowledge that you are Lord over all things and are deserving of our worship and adoration. We thank you for the many blessings that we receive from you constantly, both in the good times and the bad times. We thank you for your endless love. We come before you acknowledging that we are sinners, and we thank you for the mercy and the sacrifice of your Son, that we might have salvation. We thank you for the Holy Spirit who stands beside us and guides and comforts us as we face our life on earth with its many challenges and temptations and its ups and downs. As the pandemic continues and is still affecting many people here and around the world, we again ask that you provide guidance and wisdom to those people in positions of leadership and power to make decisions that are in the best interest of all their people. As we all have to deal with the impacts of lockdowns, COVID restrictions, and decisions and questions regarding vaccinations, please remove all selfishness from people's hearts and minds and replace it with patience, understanding, and consideration of others. Also, remove any anxiety and fear and replace it with love, hope, and faith that is available through your Son, Jesus Christ. We again pray for the situation in the poorer developing countries and ask that you touch the hearts of leaders and people around the world to reach out with aid to help control the pandemic in those countries and relieve their suffering. We thank you for the many people who, both from within the church and the general community, who are stepping up at great risk to themselves to help others and to help deal with the pandemic and its impacts. We ask that you continue to protect and bless them. With social upheaval and many natural disasters still occurring around the world, we also ask that you continue to be a power and strength that people can draw on at these times. Although we are again unable to meet face to face together in worship, we thank you for raising up the people with the knowledge, gifts and skills that enable us to remain united in Christ and to worship you through the online service. We pray for Reverend Ilung and his family. We ask that you protect and bless him and his family and grant him strength and wisdom to lead our church. We thank you for raising up the willing and dedicated members of the LPUC Church Council, and we continue to pray your guidance and wisdom for them as they work to keep the congregation safe and to lead us in fulfilling your plans for your church in this community. We thank you for Natalie and for rising up the willing and dedicated members of the congregation to lead and support our outreach ministries like Mainly Music and Messy Church. Although they can't hold activities at this time, we ask that you grant the leaders inspiration and creativity to still spread your word and love to the community. We also pray for the many members of the congregation who individually or collectively use their talents and gifts to serve you and us, to keep the church and its ministries functioning, and to prepare and present our worship services both live and online. Lord, we again pray for your protection over the Scripture Board's SRE teachers as they are again unable to have face-to-face classes at Peakhurst High. We pray that you will keep them safe and show them how they can still touch the minds and hearts of the students during the lockdowns. For those members of our own church community who are suffering for any reason, be it mental, spiritual, physical, emotional or financial, we ask that you reach out to them with your comfort and strength, and we thank you for the blessings of the church's pastoral care team leaders and the prayer network. In conclusion, Lord, we pray that through your word, the help of the Holy Spirit and our Christian fellowship, you will strengthen our faith and turn that faith into deeds so that we can spread your word and love to those around us. We pray these prayers through our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
These are a few announcements for today. Because of the extension of lockdown in the Greater Sydney, the July message is cancelled. But we are going to provide at-home activity kit for message families by post or email. So if you want to have a home activity kit for your family or any inquiry, please contact us via email. In fact, I got another email from a message family, you know, thanking the team for the last home activity kit. You know, this is the message. Hello, beautiful team. Thank you so much for the activities you sent us during the lockdown to keep the children busy. What a lovely gesture. My two daughters say thank you and really appreciate it. Keep safe and God bless you. What a lovely message it is. Thank you. Regarding Many Music, the same thing happened. The commencement of Many Music for the third term is postponed, and we'll keep you posted about the dates when it may begin. Our church has been hearing about our young families' experience of church by interviews and the street survey over the last couple of months. It was great opportunities to understand how we can grow with young people and young families together. Growing with young people and young families matters in the life of church. We'll continue to pray and put our efforts to grow together in Christ. And now we are putting things together and putting findings and recommendations together to share with the people at LPUC. And if you want to know more about that, contact me or Naomi. If you have any prayer point that our prayer team may pray for you and support you, please don't hesitate to contact us by email. As the lockdown has been extended further, we are having a Zoom fellowship from next Sunday at 11 a.m. after an online service. A Zoom invitation will be sent with our worship resource by email next week. And you are all welcome to the fellowship if you are part of LPUC online church community. More information, please contact me via email. This is blessing. In the power of the Holy Spirit, we now go forth into the world to fulfill our calling as the people of God, the body of Christ. As God has shared the best with us, now you are challenged to go forth to share your blessings with others. May the peace and love of God go with you always. Amen. This is an end of today's online service. Thank you for your participation. Hope you have a very blessed day and blessed week. See you next week. I got no worries. Got no woes. Feeling happy, that's me.